The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you.
Andy and Jim Nelson, this is Dave Stamey saying these boys are dangerous, but they do have kind of a fun little radio show, and we appreciate you listening.
That's right, Dave Stamey. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show, and he tunes in every week to get a few tips.
Do you really think so?
From Farrier's File. I know. He called me and told me he did, yeah. Actually, he had been traveling over, he was traveling through Star Valley.
Oh, he was?
And he turned on the radio and he said, there was these two idiots on the radio. I said, I'll be darned. How about
he doesn't
that?
Have satellite radio. Well,
you know, he may have, but he might have got, he's like me.
You're tired of it.
300 channels of nothing to listen to. Anyway.
Anywho.
What do you got for us this
week?
Well,
speaking of wild hairs.
Yes.
Have you ever tried to shoe a Clydesdale?
Oh, yes. Percher on.
Any draft horse.
Anything with a lot of feathers.
A lot of feathers. What a pain in the neck.
Yep, but you taught me the greatest trick.
It is, and it's great, and it works really well. Yep. Until.
Until.
The customer
sees.
Now, duct tape is a very multifaceted tool.
Yeah, it is.
And it works very, very well.
And it's sticky.
And it's sticky.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
These dang show horses, you know.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
But we can't have you pulling the hair out of
the feathers.
You can't
have them pulling the hair. Now, you can take the duct tape, pull the feathers out of the way if the owner isn't around.
Look around.
They'll never know.
Yeah.
Honestly. And it does. It pulls some hairs off.
Yeah. Well, so I went to Vet Wrap.
Oh, there you go. So, good idea.
A little more expensive, but it keeps the customer happy.
It does.
Takes the hair out of the way.
There you go.
You can do your business, and then you can just walk away.
We'll just pass the cost on to the customer.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what we do as
farriers.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's part of the tariff.
You
right
need
there.
Something. Need something special? Not a problem.
Not a problem. Yeah, we'll take care of it.
That's some great information there, big feller. And thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and want to say, feathers on a horse?
Horse feathers.
Horse feathers.
That's where that came
from. How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. If they would like to request a Dick's pick.
Dick@clearoutwest.com.
You got it. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. Vet Wrap.
Fetlock free. Feather free.
Feather free.
Excuse me. Yes.
Feather free. P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming 82941.
We did all right.
Not too bad.
We'll move on.
All right. All right. Here we go. Dave Stamey's riding along with us. This is off of his new album, Wild Again.
Well, I want to be wild again. The way I used to be. I want to taste the morning air. I go running free. I wanna take a lonesome trail. Find out where it bends. This world's too tame. I wanna be wild again. I wanna chase the sunrise. Find out where it leads. Get back to that feeling. Where a feeling is all you need. I wanna dance with a long-haired girl to the music in the wind. This world's too tame. I wanna be wild again. This quiet kind of living makes you soft and slow, locked up like an old bull in a pen. Don't throw your robes on me. I will not stay caught. One more time, I'm gonna be wild again. drive a rattling truck down a sagebrush road, ride the rough stream, laugh when I get thrown. I wanna flip off the boss and quit at the slightest whim. This world's too tame, I wanna be wild again. This quiet kind of living makes you soft and slow, locked up like an old bull in a pen. Don't throw your ropes on me, I will not stay caught. One more time, I'm gonna be wild again. I wanna chase the sunrise, find out where it leads, get back to that feeling where a feeling is all you need. I wanna take that lonesome trail, find out where it bends. This world's too tame, I wanna be wild again. This world's too tame, I wanna be wild again.
Oh, good stuff there from our buddy Dave Stamey. Yep, and I told him that you were pretty miffed that he didn't send two.
They should know this by now. We've right. only been doing this how long? Over 20 years?
Right.
Come on now.
Come on, man. We're in our 23rd year.
Wow.
Send two CDs.
That's you right. It's just like when Mom bought anything. Oh, we bought it twice.
Had to be two.
Yeah.
One of my favorite though King Solomon type deals was we had an aunt Marguerite, right? And any time there was a candy bar and that needed to be shared and between two people, right. this is what she would do.
Right.
She would open up the candy bar, put it out. One person cut.
Yes.
The other person got to choose first. And there was no whining after that. Now, I don't ever remember our mother doing that.
No.
I remember.
What a great idea.
What a wonderful idea. If you cut them wrong, it's your fault.
That's right. You did the cutting.
You did the cutting. Yeah. So.
Yeah, anyway. I can't do that now. My eyes don't work.
Yeah. Right.
Somebody's going to get a big chunk of candy bar.
Absolutely. And he's usually me. Yeah. Right. All right. Wild hairs.
I digress.
All right. I'm just going to read this.
Okay.
It's actually had a wild hair, as in rabbit. That's what these people are saying.
Okay.
H-A-R-E. It's an American expression meaning to do something at the spur of the moment without really thinking spontaneously. Oh, without really thinking, comma, spontaneously. Yes. Punctuation saves lives.
It does save lives.
Right. Yes. It originated from had a wild hair up my hind end.
Uh-huh.
Yep. If you had a wild rabbit up your backside, you'd probably jump without thinking. That's what it says. These people are actually writing this down.
I'm telling you, they put a lot of thought into this. Boy.
It most likely originated in the Midwest, where hair were commoner than a flying horse's. Yeah. These people are something.
That's as common. Yeah. That's pretty common. Yeah.
But as it was shaved down, it can now be used as I had a wild hair to go to Vegas.
Go to Vegas.
Or wild hair to go do something.
Well,
or other.
Okay. Yeah. They did put a lot of thought into that.
Man, oh man. I like yours. Because I have had wild hairs.
Yes.
And it just, I'm having one right,
yeah.
right
All
now.
You got to do is think about it.
Think about a wild
Just think
hair.
About it.
Right, yeah. And especially when the old stash gets a little longer. Mm-hmm. Now, handlebar mustaches, Sadie made me grow one for her wedding.
For her wedding,
How in the world do you function with a handlebar mustache?
Well, Yeah,
it's like Baxter said. You eat
long food, not wide food.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
But Baxter had a mustache that you could have just melted the butter on it and then just combed the butter on your mustache and ate your corn on the cob that way.
Well, you know what Dick used to call his mustache?
What?
Mustn't touch it.
Well, I love it. I'm going to do that. Yeah. Hey, we need to ditch out to another cowmercial.
Really?
Yeah, but the good news is when we come back, Bax has some poetry for us.
Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web. So why not advertise your product or service right here on Cow Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.